Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 17th of March of the year 2020, and happy St. Patrick's Day to all of our listeners who think they're Irish, even though they've lived in America for five generations, anyone who attributes their alcoholism to their Irish blood, and anyone who's allergic to poisonous snakes. Happy Death Day today to Marcus Aurelius, whose famous text, Meditations, preempted the wellness craze of the 21st century, and who famously said, "Nothing natural is evil," despite having once met a flamingo, the ghastly pink villain of the unimaginative millennial aesthetic. In 1829, this date marked the final performance given by the greatest clown in history, Joseph Grimaldi, at Sadler's Wells in London. He was then seen getting into a tiny cart pulled by a tiny horse with 43 of his friends, and never seen again. In 1973, on this date, Queen Elizabeth II opened the new London Bridge after the old London Bridge had burned down in the Burning Down incident commemorated in the smash hit chart-topping children's song London Bridge is Burning Down, which describes someone describing the burning down of London Bridge to a fair but naive lady who was apparently unaware of what indeed was burning down and whether it was burning down at all. Your guest today in the studio is celebrity, reality television influencer and 44-year-old father of two. How does he keep his figure? Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, welcome back.
It's great to be back. I am technically 45, but I identify as 44, so thanks for respecting my decisions.
You don't look a day over 44 and a half. No. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest news in loneliness, but first, some headlines. In the news today, since the closure of schools in the wake of coronavirus fears, the Metropolitan Police Force has been faced with an upsurge of roaming gangs of feral children. Gloved and anonymised by surgical masks, the children are stalking the afternoon streets of cities, causing havoc and tormenting anyone that looks like they might be a substitute teacher.
Round where I live, there was a sort of opposite but linked problem in that there were a load of supply teachers who are obviously on kind of 0 hours contracts, just wandering around trying to teach people stuff.
Yes, the government has anticipated some sort of gang war situation, which we know the children will win. Children can defeat a supply teacher at 40 paces.
But just like going up to adults and saying, "Can I tell you how rift valleys are formed?" and things like that.
Why don't we all just sit down and watch a movie?
Yeah.
Geranium Glimp, a spokesperson for the Department of Education, has made a call for parents to control their young, either by installing tracking devices on their smartphones or else by imposing old-fashioned electric fences around the perimeter of the family homes.
Is he from the Glimps of Norfolk?
He is.
Own a lot of land outside Cromer, I think.
And St. Patrick's Day celebrations have been cancelled in cities all over the world, with governments recommending citizens dress up in green and stay home to drink. Doctors have been approached for comment in the hopes that one of them will say that actually drinking at home alone is one of the first signs you may have a problem, but all the doctors are too busy right now with pandemic plans, so just use your best judgment. And a consortium will test autonomous on-demand shuttle buses in real traffic in 5 European cities under the EU-funded Fabulos project, pre-commercial procurement of future autonomous bus urban-level operation systems. It's a real acronym. Look it up. This initiative means that as well as seeing a lot of empty buses with people avoiding public transport due to infection fears, you'll also be seeing a lot of empty buses without drivers. The initial tests will run in Norway, Finland, Estonia, Greece, and the Netherlands. And Helmand Birkinson, spokesperson for one of the project partners, has said, "If you see a bus pull up without a driver, don't worry that you're getting on a haunted bus. We have taken steps to ensure that all haunted buses will be captured and melted down before the autonomous bus trial takes place."
There's been a drop in hauntings since the coronavirus began. One's quite sure why, because you'd think that ghosts wouldn't be that fussed about it. But the thing is, if you pick up a virus and you're already dead, then you've sort of got it forever.
So the ghosts are self-isolating, as it were. For all we know, they're just haunting some abandoned moors or something, like Heathcliff.
They're sort of fair weather things, ghosts. They don't really like it when it gets tough.
And that's all we have time for your headline section, because now it's ad time, which is the same as free time, but with ads. Sometimes we all feel like we're drowning, especially when we're drowning. The Christian Foundation of Secondhand Life Rafts offers a selection of household objects to act as flotation devices in your hour of drowning need. Chairs, tables, altars, your lighter refrigerators. Remember, as it says in Leviticus, anything that floats is either a life raft, a witch, or an ark. Christian Foundation of Secondhand Life Rafts. We'll save you, as long as you're close enough to our offices, which are landlocked, and bear in mind that we are landlocked. So please make an appointment at least 3 days in advance of your scheduled drowning. Speaking of floating, this episode is brought to you by the flotation device nobody expects, but everybody loves. Half a glass of water, upside down, in a larger body of water. The magic of flotation ensures that if you attempt to submerge half a glass of water in water, if the glass is upside down, the top half of the glass will float. Whoa, magic! Half a glass of water. It's lighter than water if you do it the right way and count the air. Half a glass of water is brought to you by the Science Teachers Association of Antarctica. If your glass doesn't float, you have a hole in your glass or have clumsy hands. Consult your science teacher for details. Top of the morning to you. It's St. Patrick's Day, and as everybody knows, kiss me, I'm Irish. But if you're worried about coronavirus becoming O-coronavirus, just buy yourself one of Father Seamus O'Shaughnessy's non-condom contraceptives. They're big, they're green, they're just those stupid hats people buy on St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Get yourself a dumb hat. Nay, c***'ll touch you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Last Post.
And that's all we have time for in the ad section right now, because it's time for your top story. Top story today is loneliness news. With people increasingly isolating themselves in fears of the coronavirus, loneliness is on the upsurge. Andy Zaltzman, you're our loneliness correspondent. Yeah. No insult intended.
Well, many taken. well, I mean, obviously it's just part and parcel of being a celebrity, is that feeling of solitude. Obviously celebrities are at their loneliest when in front of a massive crowd of adoring fans, but you know, you feel you don't, no one's quite on your wavelength. But actually we're at our most social when we're alone, imagining all the people who love us. So it's a strange form of solitude, being so prominently in the public eye as I am. Clearly the current crisis has spread loneliness around as a, you know, something to be experienced by more and more people. But I'm not sure it's something necessarily to be afraid of. After all, you can't spell solitude without I. So,
or you.
No, true. Well, I mean, that just emphasises how much we need each other, even when we're alone. I mean, friendship, like freedom, is never truly appreciated until it's been locked in a shed. You also can't spell solitude without tea, and you do need lots of tea when you're on your own. And you can't spell solitude without OL, which sounds like oh well, which exemplifies the stoic attitude needed when you're on your own.
You can't spell solitude without IT, so make sure you have a good Wi-Fi connection.
Exactly. So, and you can't spell it without SO either, which, so, you know, don't lock yourself away without fuel. That's the message of that. So,
as they say, you can't spell solitude without duh.
Yeah, or IUD even. So there's many things that you need to appreciate the experience of loneliness as a positive experience. And in terms of celebrity at the moment, obviously you can't be too solitudinous, otherwise you lose your status on the celebrity ladder. Under the current licensing scheme, which I think expires in 2023, there's only a maximum of 3,000 celebrities in the UK at any one time. Of course, the lawyers are raking it in with all the people like appealing against decisions to drop them off the list. And obviously, some naturally drop off through age, death, or court case, or a very disappointing second album. But it shows there's, you know, there's a real emphasis to, even when, you know, you are having to self-isolate, I think there's now 730 celebrities who are isolated. You have to stay in the public eye. And one celebrity, who's a good colleague of mine, has auctioned off their confinement to 150 fans. So they've offered their fans a chance to actually come to their house to catch the virus off off their hero. And then, assuming they survive, they have a lifelong celebrity origin immunity to it as a kind of legacy. That's, you can't get better merch than that, can you? I mean, that's better than like a tattoo of your hero, isn't it? To you know, every time you wake up well and not afflicted by the virus, you think, well, I've got, you know,
thanks,
so-and-so.
Mr. Andrew Zaltzman,
yeah,
they think.
Justin Bieber or whatever to thank for that. There's a number of things you can do also when you are solo. Take up painting is one. And interestingly, that's where the first paintings that we know of, cave paintings, they date back to a virus outbreak in 40,000 BC. And so people were stuck in caves and all.
Of course, I understand that at the point they didn't have germ theory, so they just thought that you caught the virus from not being in a cave.
Yeah, so you went in a cave and you got a stick and some ground up dust and you start painting elks or whatever. And also you can play chess against yourself, and it's quite a good way to earn your own respect as a tough but fair opponent.
Well, when you play chess against yourself, you're always the winner.
Are you?
You're also always the loser.
Yes.
Chess in that way,
like
life.
Yeah.
Or having children. And that's all we have time for in the top story right now, because it's time now for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Andy. Thank you for responding to my earlier letter regarding my concerns about Tiff's safety. I was initially quite relieved to hear her voice and to know that she was wearing her very effective-sounding anti-dickwear. I've become alarmed, however, to see that you also identify her as a wang deflector and a boner blocker. I'm concerned that Tiff may be engaging in some semi-crazed and indiscriminate hockey-stick-wielding wang-whacking. I'm not sure I can continue to support a podcast that promotes this kind of violence towards potentially innocent genitalia. Any clarification on this matter would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Worried about wangs.
Hockey stick wielding wang whacking. Isn't that just a basic part of any education? Was that just the kind of school I went to?
Look, I mean, you're worried about violence towards potentially innocent genitalia. You can see there that you weren't brought up in a religious household, which would tell you that all genitalia is guilty.
Guilty.
Sinful.
Guilty as charged.
There's no such thing as innocent genitalia.
No.
That's why they covered it with fig leaves right out the gate. Fig leaves, the least sinful of all leaves.
There was a 400-metre run in the 80s called innocent genitalia, though.
I hope that solved your concern. I'm pretty sure that Tiff is pretty discriminate in her wang whacking. I think she's got a good eye for a target.
Yeah, good honourable wang whacking.
And more of your letters tomorrow. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Your guest today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Well, it's a new app I'm involved with, the Celebrity Doctor app. So, I mean, why self-diagnose when you can celeb-diagnose? So you pop your symptoms into the app. and then you choose which celebrity then tells you what's the matter with you. So if you want, you can have my voice telling you what steps you ought to take, or you know, whether you're fine, from a range of possible phrases, including you're probably fine, it might be nothing, but I'd try eating some fruit if I were you. Why are you bothering me with this? You banged your knee on a lamppost. There are people dying out there. Or, well, I wouldn't say it's all over, but perhaps you'd like to consider our sister app, Celebrity Priest. So I think it's available on all good app stores for under £50 a month, I think. It's quite good value.
It's pretty good value. Thank you for coming on the podcast today, Andrew Zaltzman. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.